Hello everyone, welcome back. So this week's Parashas, Parashas Noach, and Chazal tell us that the generation of the Mabul was so severely punished because of the Isser of Chamos, the Isser of thievery and different Isurim that have to do with Gezel. And therefore, today we're going to briefly discuss a halacha that pertains to the Isser of Gezel. And the question is as follows. Let's say I'm in my friend's house, and I'm waiting for him to come home, but he has not yet arrived, and I'm very thirsty. Can I open up his fridge and take a cup of soda or a cup of juice without asking permission? That's the question. I know that he would be very happy if he finds out that I'm taking this cup of juice or the cup of soda. He would not object. But the question is, can I take without asking permission? Am I allowed to take someone else's item without asking permission if I know that if he were to be notified, he would be very happy and he would acquiesce to my requests? That's the question. So this is the subject of a tremendous machlekes between Tosfos and the Shach. Tosfos holds that it's aser. And he cites the Gemara regarding Yish Shlemidas. What is Yish Shlemidas? Yish Shlemidas is a case where someone loses an item, but there's no simon. He has no way to retrieve the item because there's no simon, there's no identifying mark on the item. And therefore, when he finds out that he loses his item, he's going to be miyayish. He's going to give up hope and thereby relinquish his ownership. But the question is, someone else picks up the item before I become aware that I lost my item. So the owner will be miyayish when he finds out that he lost his item, but he hasn't yet found out he lost his item and someone else already picked it up. So the halacha is that the person who finds it is not allowed to keep it. Because since, practically speaking, the yish didn't happen yet, therefore, it's Yish Lemidas, and you're not allowed to keep it, even though he certainly will be Miyayish when he finds out that he lost his item. Says Tosfos, since we paskin that Yish Lemidas lo yavi Yish, the finder is not allowed to keep it because the Yish has to happen in actuality, therefore, says Tosfos, the same thing in our case. If I, let's say, want to use my friend's item, and I know that he'll be maskin, but I'm not going to ask him permission, it's aser, because I need his permission on a practical level. It's not enough if I know that he'll be happy when he finds out that I took his item. That's the opinion of Tosfos. The Shach disagrees. The Shach holds that it's mutter. You're allowed to take your friend's item, you're allowed to take the cup of juice, the cup of soda, in spite of the fact that you're not getting permission. And says the Shach, there's a very basic difference between the two cases. When you have the case of Yish, over there, what happens by Yish? When I'm miyayish from an item, I give up hope after losing an item of mine, that yish has the status of hefker. I'm relinquishing my ownership. Therefore, says the Shach, I understand why by yish, you need the yish to actually kick in for the finder to be able to keep the item, because it's that type of hefker. So even if the person will be miyayish when he finds out, if he didn't yet find out that he lost his item and he wasn't yet miyayish, so I can't keep it, because I need the yish to actually kick in, since that's the hefker and that's enabling me to take his item. I need his kenyan. That's his hefker on his item, and therefore I have to wait until that hefker kicks in for me to take his item. However, says the Shach, in our case, you don't need him to give you a kenyan on his item in order for you to take it. All I need is him to be in acquiescence and to be in consent for me to take his item. I don't need his kenyan. I don't need him to be machne to me. I just need him to be maskim for me to take his item. And I want to take his cup of juice and soda, and I know that he'll be maskim. So therefore, since I don't need the yish to kick in bepoil, I don't need a hefker, I don't need a kenyan. Therefore, says the Shach, it's mutter for me to take his item if I know that he would be happy when he finds out that I took his item. How do we paskin? Most paskin actually are machmir, like the Shita of Tosfos. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan paskins, and the Shulchan Acharav, and many other paskim. And therefore, the paskim say that lechatchila, a person should be machmir for Tosfos, and a person shouldn't take his friend's item if he knows that the friend will be maskim and will be happy when he finds out that he took the item. You have to ask permission, nonetheless, because at the end of the day, we consider it similar to the case of Yish Lemidas. However, there are two points that are made by the Paiskim with respect to this psak. Number one, there's an Erech Shai. Says the Erech Shai, we have to make a very basic difference between two different types of cases of you taking your friend's item without asking permission. One case is a case where the person would be maskim for you to take his item, but it's not like he wants you specifically to go ahead and take his item. It's not like he'll be upset at you if you don't take his item. It's just that if you ask him, he certainly would agree and he would acquiesce to your request. However, says the Erech Shai, what if the person specifically would be happy and he would be upset at you if you don't take his item? Let's say you're at your parents' house, you're at your in-law's house, and if you don't take something without asking permission, they'll be upset at you. They want you to take it. Says the Erech Shai, in that case, we could invoke the sugya of zochin la'odam shlei befanav. It's a schus for them to take it. And therefore, when it comes to a schus, when they specifically will be happy if you were to take it, then even perhaps Taisus would concede that it would be mutter. So that's the chilek that the Erech Shai draws between the two cases. When it's just that he would be maskim, he would agree, he would give his consent, then we have to be machmer like Taisus. However, even Taisus would agree that it would be mutter if it's a schus for him. He would be happy for you to take it, he would be upset at you if you don't take it. That's point number one. Point number two is made by several poskim, including the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and that is that perhaps we should make a distinction between a case where you're using up his item, such as the example that we originally gave where you take the person's juice and you drink it, or you take his soda and you drink it, and a case where you're just going to use his item and then return it. It's not going to be consumed, you're not going to drink it or eat it. It's something that you could just use momentarily and return. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, in that case, it's more kal, it's more lenient, and in that case, even Taisus would concede that it would be mutter. Because since you're not using it up, and you know that he would be maskim if you were to use it, therefore, you could use it in spite of the fact that you're not asking permission. Have yourself a wonderful day.